Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Regulars and new. Thank you. What are you doing, Jay? Jay's always causing trouble. Jeez. He's got his poker face on.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas.
There you go. Again, want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for joining us. If you missed last week's show, you can check it out. Last week we had a great guest, Justin Johnson, super late model points leader at the LVMS Bouldering. You want to check it out, go to onwheelsnow.com, click on the On Wheels Now name, and it will take you to all the archives, and you can check out him and all the other great guests that Gary's been bringing in. So, and want to thank all you guests for being here with us, taking the time out and all that good stuff. So we do appreciate it.
Yeah, great show with Justin last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Great guy, you know. Obviously, can't compress in an hour what we can talk to him about. So
Someday
we'll get him back in and we'll get the rest of the story. So.
Yep, I can imagine. He's probably got quite a few.
Absolutely.
Probably has quite a few.
Absolutely. So thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to thank Matt Larson for calling in. We had him on, and Phil Goodwin, and Sam Jacks, and Justin, of course, and Martin Sullins.
What you doing there, Gary?
Just want to thank all those guys.
Gary's clicking around here.
This thing's going crazy over here.
Yeah, all you guys, thank you again. You know, we do encourage you to go to thebombernation.com website, click on the message board, and check it out and see what's happening lately in the local racing world. Got something for sale, that's where to go, thebombernation.com website, and list it for sale. It's becoming close to the end of the season here, and might want to start listing some stuff for sale, getting things ready for next year already.
Yeah.
Gary, you look panicked there for a second. We still got some races left. Yeah. Relax.
No, I'm already looking forward to next year.
So, anyways, again, you know.
Yeah, you can give us a call, 702-685-8116. We had racing this past Saturday at Bullring. Had the breakout race.
For the Bombers,
For the Bombers out there. Had the Twin 35s for super late models. And
great show, too. Kind of got a chance to watch some races finally, so that was interesting. Yeah. They had a pretty bad wreck in the super late model first race.
First round. Stan Mullis went around and collected Mr. Klein and a couple other cars that didn't make it out for the next show.
But Stan actually came out with the wreck car and won the second feature. So.
Didn't fare that well in the first one. He went, he ended up sixth behind Scotty Gafferini. Justin Johnson took that first show. Dustin Ash showed up.
I know. Great. Always a tough competitor when he shows up.
Yeah. He finished up 0.3 seconds behind Justin. Jay Beasley was out there, finished third. Kaylee Barker.
Man, running hard this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, she's looking looking fast. Watch out.
Two fourth-place finishes.
Yeah.
So
Ron's
going forward. He's doing something in that car.
Well, you know, those are some tight fourth-place finishes, too. She's, you know, the whole time fighting to squeeze up into the third-place spot there. You know, she's not just hanging back or anything. She's doing it, man.
Scotty was right there behind her in fifth for both those races, pushing hard.
I don't think he scares her anymore behind her. She's ready to go, man.
But congratulations to Ron Barker and Kaylee.
Right.
Two two fourth place finishes. Good runs. Way to go, guys. Keep it up.
So a few modifieds out there this weekend also, huh?
Yeah. Peyton Saxton took first place in the mods with Vinny Raiucci 4 seconds.
Rucci. That's Rucci.
Rucci.
Raiucci.
Raiucci. Rucci. How you doing?
How you doing?
Better now that you say Rucci, yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing, Raiucci?
But, yeah, he had a good run, second place, finished there. With Doug Hamm third, Jeff Connors fourth, and Pat Petrie finishing him up fifth. So
no, Pat's always
on the show.
Pat's always on my butt saying, get out, bring him on the fight. Every week before the race, you coming? You coming? I told him, hey, thanks for pushing, because if he didn't, then I wouldn't even be a thought in my mind. So,
so is it going to be out next race?
I don't know. We'll see.
So that's the way we got to get him in here a little earlier. Is,
you got to push.
You coming? You coming?
Jeez.
Start texting him at 2 in the morning. You'll be there. You'll be there.
I'm coming. Anyways, interesting race this past weekend. Of course, the championship night coming up for everybody, and this is basically the cutoff race for everybody, all racers out there, for the new point system, for the way they have to drop their points to, you know, the lowest. Well, I know. I want to get into that, because there's some questions that I have about the wording and the points and how they're going to drop the races and things like that. So I'll have to get your guys' input on some of that. So I don't know if you've kept up with some of the way they're doing their race points and things like that.
No, there's a couple things that I did notice that got switched up for this race.
Oh, and?
And, well, one, over the radio, we heard for the first time, I've heard this year, Dan Fitzgerald calling the slow cars, the leaders are coming.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hollering and that's, whichever number car.
Okay.
The leaders are coming.
Whoever was running back, 42, 21, leaders are coming.
Cool.
That's
good. Good to know. I mean, kind of.
That's a great change as opposed to the questions that were brought up. Is the move over flag being thrown?
Right.
Is it being thrown too early? Is it being thrown
just for the leader?
Late? Yeah. So now race control, which I commend Dan up there very much. I think he's very valuable up there. He's added that.
And that's something that they have to do, obviously.
For the back markers and for those guys, for the leader.
Right.
You know, in the rule it says leader.
Leader now.
They got to move over for the leader. It does not say leaders. But a gentleman racer who's running in the back will make it a point, if it's a close race, to get out of the way of the leaders.
Right.
But clarify, the rule says leader.
Leader.
Yeah.
See, that one little F
S
makes a shit of a difference. An S of a difference.
But that's something they
added.
No,
that's true.
And for a breakout race, which we were qualifying for in the past, which we had brought up several shows ago after our last breakout race, was running heat races.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could actually sandbag, because
right.
the heat races put up 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 point.
Bonus points. Now,
bonus
the same
points.
Thing with qualifying. Qualifying and heat points are bonus points.
Right.
Right? They're not feature points. They're bonus points.
Bonus
correct?
Points.
And a heat
so,
is similar to qualifying, correct?
Yeah.
That it qualifies you for a starting position in a feature event.
And
correct?
Correct.
Okay. Right.
And if you're
this is leading to something too, by the way.
If you're running if you're running for points up top in top 10, those points add up.
Yeah.
You
they
know,
do.
For heat races and
absolutely.
It could well, not this year with the point system. Pretty much Sam Jacks for the Bombers just needs to start and park. He's got that wrapped up. I don't think he can be touched by...
And that would be for the feature event, correct? Not if they do heats or
right.
or qualifying.
But
that's
I like
the feature.
I like the idea that the heats are back.
Right.
okay, to avoid the guys, because there was, you know, number of guys out there who we know are running in the 19 seconds, and the next thing they do is go out there and cut a 21-second lap to start in the back.
Right.
And to gain as many points as possible, driving to the front. So
yeah, absolutely.
That was a terrific move by Tim, putting the heat races back.
Absolutely. And
the breakout races.
And that does take care of a problem, but it always brings up strategy, that somebody always finds something to do strategically in races and stuff like that.
Well,
which, hey, no matter what, you're going to,
We didn't discuss it. We don't know whether that driver broke, but we had one car pull off after three laps in the heat race. Whether that's a strategy or whether there was something wrong.
Well, no, and I'm not pointing out just one car.
Well, there was one car that pulled off.
Right.
Out of all the heat races.
During a heat.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe he was scared. That's what it was.
Now, what are you
scared, you think? But, that we had discussed at the track, the option of doing that. But then you're sacrificing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 point.
Right.
Also, it's a roll of the dice.
Now,
if I pull off, I'm going to start in the back. Now you're putting yourself on the draw of the pill of the invert.
Correct.
Now you got to hope for that.
Yeah.
If it was a full 75% invert, this time it happened to be a straight up invert.
Right. Now you got two ways to pull a pill. You can do pull by number or pull, because you got two halves to pull from, basically.
Correct.
Or percentage, which would be percentage straight up 50% or whatever it is, 75%.
I think it's straight up 50, 75.
Yeah, something like that. So,
or an invert
based off of
2, 4, 6,
correct,
or 8.
Correct.
Okay. So,
and actually 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, something like that. But, anyways,
etc.
There was no pill being thrown this fast
race, etc. But the pill was pulled, straight up, and they lined them up.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So,
which is interesting in the bomber race, because that, it's fun to see something different, and that helps take care of some issues with.
I think the heat race is the answer to that, to be honest with you. It's a guy sandbagging that, are running 19-2, 19-3, 19-4, okay, and then all of a sudden they go out there and cut a
22.5
or a 21-second lap.
Right.
They're on a Sunday drive just to get to the back.
Yeah, no, and he'd help kind of spread it out and take care of that. Absolutely.
They have a decision. Do we sacrifice the heat points and take a gamble on the back or not?
But, that's good. I mean, are you going to use, which is great, heats and qualifying, either one. I like the heat choice. Obviously, as a qualifying type position, that to me is way better.
I think
than
20-second breakout heats are
qualifying.
More interesting.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, three separate races.
Kind of helps. And then it makes the invert interesting, because you got it spread out between three or four heat races, or based off of how many cars you have. Mm-hmm. So it does take in consideration, car count and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But how I don't know. How do they do that, for race, because you're going to drop your lowest – they automatically drop, your lowest points.
Yeah. That's what we were told.
How does that work? Let's say you missed a couple races or something like that.
Then you only can – they only minus one of the – if you miss two races, two lowest, you can only lose one.
Okay. So what if, let's say, for instance, this last race – you raced the heats, you got 1 point, but you decided, hey, I'm not going to race the main. What's the situation there?
Basically, if everybody raced, all right. The worst race they're going to lose is 5 points.
I know, but absolutely. But
so you could take 5 points off of everybody.
Yeah, but that just depends on who you are. Let's say your lowest race was 13 points. Then you're going to lose 13 points or whatever, correct?
Correct.
If that was your lowest race for the year.
Lowest feature race for the
feature
year. Correct.
Race, yes.
Okay. And so if you missed a race.
It doesn't apply to the heat races qualifying.
Okay.
Only the feature.
My understanding also, so I'm glad we're on the same page. So if somebody
we are.
so if somebody lost, let's say they missed, I don't know, a couple races, and then this last race they decided, hey, here's my strategy. I'm gonna go out there, qualify in a heat, get 1 point, very last, and not even race the main feature event. That doesn't matter. They get 0 points for that. For that.
They don't get scored
at night.
For the night.
They don't get scored.
Well, they don't get scored for the night. So that 1 point they made in the heat doesn't make any – that doesn't go towards their minimum point.
No, it's not.
It should be a mutual point. Or it should
feature. For example, Bob Rinder didn't make the feature.
And that's who I'm talking about.
Bob Rinder did not make the feature.
Correct.
Okay. This would be – this.
But he did qualify – or not – he did qualify a heat 1 point.
Yes, correct.
But he didn't make the feature.
Okay, but
so
it had nothing. It has nothing to do with the heat. It has to do with the main event.
The feature.
The
event.
Feature.
That is one.
He can't drop that one feature. He has to drop some other race throughout the year. That's his
He drops his last race.
No, he
not
dropped the 1 point. No.
No, you
no.
can't drop
no,
the 1 point.
No, he's not dropping the 1 point. He's dropping this race that he scored zero on.
He's dropping eight.
No,
he has
scored
to drop
1 point.
You can't drop a zero race that you didn't race. You have to drop points that your lowest earned points race. That's what it says, your lowest earned points race. If you miss a feature, you didn't earn any points, you can't drop that race. You have to drop an earned points race, which if it's 5 points the race before or throughout the season, that's the one you lose, correct?
If that's what the rules say, then I stand corrected.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you guys can read and kind of look at it, but that's...
There's a separate interpretation here?
Well,
can
you...
The way all races read the rules?
Can you drop the zero race night? No, you didn't earn any points. You have to drop your lowest earned points night. So if you earned 0 points, that's not... You didn't show up for that race. You have to pick the lowest points race of that night or of the season. So if it was 5 points, you know, whatever it was, you have to have earned points to have it dropped, not a zero.
Right. So just about the minimum points earned is 5 if you start a feature.
If you start a feature.
So
what Jay's saying, you know, you don't drop a zero night.
No.
You have to drop a point night that you earn points. That's what I'm getting at is. You know, you can't just go out there and decide, hey, I'm not just going to show up this race. This is going to be the one I decide I'm not going to race, get a 0 points, and then have that be my night that I drop. You have to go out and earn feature points.
There you go. And it's right here.
Right.
I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Races in which a driver is disqualified from the event will not be dropped. These races must count towards their season championship. However, races with a low point total due to an accident, mechanical failure, poor performance, or an outside obligation keeping you from competing are able to be dropped. Okay? Hey, just use as an example, Bob Rinder has an outside obligation. He couldn't start the main. He can drop that race.
You know,
he has an outside.
So what's the
obligation? I had an outside obligation the last five races of the season. I can drop one of those. I can drop one of those.
But does that take in consideration that you don't okay, so for instance, then his 1 point heat race, he can't use that as a dropped race. He has to pick one.
Yeah.
That
this past Saturday. He had an outside obligation. He didn't even have to start the main.
Then he shouldn't get the 1 point for the heat race because it voids that night.
It doesn't say that here. Doesn't void that night.
He didn't earn bonus points.
It voids.
Let me see that.
The main event. Here.
Then he didn't earn any points. And this goes for all
divisions.
We
have 13 races.
We have
13 races. I make 12 races. I can drop my 13th. I had an outside obligation. I wasn't even at the track. I didn't even show up. I didn't even run the heat. Okay? I got no points that night. So basically they're taking
but 12 races
and adding up the points.
Right. Now listen.
Okay.
But the heat race is a bonus.
There
is a bonus point.
They're taking the 12 races, highest points races. That's what they're taking from
feature, and it says feature, feature. That bonus point is a bonus point.
Yeah, it's a bonus point. He gets that 1 point. The feature, he had a prior obligation. Okay.
Well, it's not a championship point, and that's what it says. Championship.
It goes towards points. It goes towards your champion. Any point you make out of the heat race or the main event is a championship point.
Right.
Okay. In the whole picture, it goes to a championship point. Okay. So he got no points for the main event because he had a prior obligation. He got 0 points. So that's the race. They're not going to count. They're going to count the other 12 races that
he
showed up for.
He had two other races he didn't show up for, too.
But those don't – he gets no points for those either.
So they're
– okay.
I want to know where they came up with a outside prior
– Well, he didn't say that. I mean, that's something that should be determined by the track if it was legitimate or not, whether it was an outside, whatever, or if it was whatever it was that he said. This is just what this is saying, should that have been brought up prior to the race night, then to say that, hey, I can't race this main event. I can race the heat, but I can't race the main. The heat is a bonus point. You know what I'm saying?
The heat is a bonus point.
It screws Gary, too, This screws Gary also, just letting you know.
Okay.
So, so you read it wisely.
Welcome to my racing year.
Point towards the final championship standings, obviously.
Okay. It says, however, races with a low point total due to accident, mechanical failure, poor performance, or outside poor performance. He ran the heat race.
So,
I blew up my motor.
Now listen.
I blew up my motor.
I ran poorly in the heat race. I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm not going to race the main.
Right.
Then
exactly.
Then it's okay.
Yeah, and my motor, it's simple. My motor broke in the heat race. I can't make the main. There's your poor performance.
Yeah, but you don't drop
a mechanical failure.
The whole idea is to drop a feature night, not a bonus point or something like that.
All in all, they're taking, out of 13 races, they are taking your 12 highest points. Look at it like that.
Okay,
Don't look at it.
That is not a correct statement.
Then correct.
12 highest points are different than dropping your lowest night's points.
It's half a dozen of one, six of the other.
Yeah, but it means something because position.
At
12
races, I collect 10 points. On my 13th race, I collect 9. They're taking the top, my 12, 10 points. It's very simple. They're dropping my worst point race.
Well, qualifying points, heat points, those are positioning points. They're bonus points. They're not featured night points.
It doesn't say anything. They're accumulating championship points to.
Well,
I'm rolling about 24th, so it don't matter to me anymore.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
It's not simple.
It's very simple.
It's bullshit. It's not simple.
You're making it difficult.
It's simple
Why
when you're not
bring these in at the beginning of the year.
It's simple when you're not racing. It's not simple if you're in the seat and you're earning your feature race points, such as yourself, Gary, and it means the difference between 10th place or 11th place or top 10. It means the difference between you know, sixth place or whatever. You know, if I
have four races this year,
then they shouldn't do the they shouldn't do the heat race setup. Then just qualify and do like and let everybody do their sandbagging and run up front. Otherwise, every time they do a heat race, I'm going to do exactly what Bob did. Do a 1 point night and say, hey, that's going to be the one I drop. Because I only had to do 1 point, and I had other obligations, or I ran poorly. You know, I mean, it just sucks that.
Or
I mean, obviously,
he had an accident in the pits or a performance failure. Okay.
And I'm just talking about
he
Bob.
Failure.
I'm not pointing him out in particular, but he is one of the ones that this does affect. It happens in other divisions also. I don't know. You know, if the whole intention is to drop your feature night, you know, your lowest night of you know, I don't know.
Of racing.
Not qualifying, not outside
obligation.
Yeah, not qualifying for a position, but your feature, your total feature
night. What difference
night.
Does it make whether he showed up for the heat race or he didn't?
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. If he didn't have to drop the 1 point night, he has to drop another night.
8 point night.
Or whatever his low. It could have been another 5 point night or something else. That's the difference. That's what would make the difference in position, whether it's a 11th to 10th place or whatever position for anybody. That's the difference. That 1 point isn't the issue. It's the issue
it's a 1 point. It's the dropped race.
Yes,
that,
it is because
that
it's
an issue because
it's either a 1 point drop race or a normal point drop points race that anybody has.
Whether he drops 1 point or whether he shows up and drops, he finishes last and drops 6 points. What difference? Does
the difference is
if he finished sixth, got five points, and he's got to drop six.
Exactly.
What difference does it make?
The difference is if his last race was 5 points, he would have had to drop a 5 point night before.
And is what he's saying is that 5 points, if he dropped 5 points and I was 3 points behind him, now I'm ahead.
I know where you're getting with the points and Mikey. Okay.
Well, not just Mikey. I'm not talking about just Mikey. You got that wrong. First of all, let's clear that up. I'm not talking about just Mikey. This affects
three guys on
AC Motorsport.
Four.
This affects.
There's four guys in the standings that it may affect.
There's three guys in JC Motorsports alone that it affects.
No, not necessarily. Not at 5 points dropping a worse race, which Bob Rinda had before.
Yes, it does, because if it counts the 1 point or not, then it goes back to a 13-point night. That's his lowest race, and that 13 points does make a difference. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
anyway, I saw it as a gray area, but
grayer, it's right there, or a poor performance, or a prior obligation.
I think
or whatever's
on
there.
So.
Okay. That's all there is.
Anyway,
that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
He scored 1 point this weekend.
Yep, absolutely.
That's it.
And that's the night he scored 0 points because that's going to be the one he drops. So he only had to drop 1 point while the rest of us drop 5 points or whatever it is. So I guess the strategy should have been everybody race the heat, get 1 point,
and then park for the
and park for the because your car didn't run well or whatever it was. So yeah. You had to. Your other obligation was to watch the races the rest of the night. okay.
Do you honestly think that would?
No.
That was a strategy. Do you honestly believe that?
I think the strategy could have been, I'm going to get 1 point and not race the main and drop my 1 point night. Sure. Why not?
I got a hard time believing that.
Well, why would you have a hard time believing that with this point system?
I get a hard time believing that.
Why would
and
you?
And this what we're discussing may very well be one of the loopholes that needs to be tied up.
Right.
If we're going to go with this points system for next year.
Correct.
If
I tell you what, it's definitely in my strategy from now on if it comes up, because it makes a difference.
As opposed to losing a 13-point night and losing a 1 point night.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's the difference right now between three positions for one guy. And that's him. That's that close. You got to think. Seventh and eighth place are tied in points. You got another guy that's nice. Only within 13 points or whatever it is of being within a top 10. And you know, you're talking about tight point system here. So every point does make a difference. And that's why I think, yeah, this could be strategy. Hell yeah. I do think that. Why do you think there's a handful of guys that didn't even show up? You know, they're probably not in it for the championship points. And obviously a breakout night, they didn't want to, they think that, you know, a breakout race is detrimental to their race team. So they don't want to tear up their car or whatever it is, but it's all strategy. You can't tell me there's not one racer out there that shows up that doesn't have some kind of strategy in their mind when they show up, whether it be points, how they're going to race against the guy next to them or whatever it is.
I can only see this affecting, looking at the points prior to this race, I can only see it affecting Bob Rindis 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. I think it has no effect on 11th, 12th, or 13th.
Well, wait till the points come out.
The spread is too big.
Wait till the points come out.
The spread is way too big.
They haven't dropped anybody's night yet. You haven't looked at all the guys that have not got less than 10th place that have more than 5 points that they're going to drop. So keep in mind, it doesn't include – you're looking at point system that doesn't include the dropped races yet. So we'll see when the final dropped races come out where they kind of lie, where the points lay. Because you're looking at physical points.
Points is not going to make a difference from 11th on back.
No, it doesn't. But if one guy, another guy, has trust me on this. Let's just wait to see the points come out before the championship. I don't know when they're going to do that, and then we'll see how this point system works out. It may be good.
Yeah, but won't the dropped race come out, or the drop points come after the championship night?
Why don't they do it before? Because the championship points aren't a drop points night. So they should do it before the championship night, and then you go into the championship night knowing how many points you need to finish to be able to win. They should come out.
Does it say somewhere that the championship night's not a drop night?
Yeah, it is. It says it right in here. It says you cannot drop the championship night points. You cannot drop championship night points. So they should come out with the points before the championship night, because the championship night is not a night you can drop points, period. So I think they should come out with it beforehand so we all know where we stand and how we have to finish.
Maybe that's why the points ain't out yet. Maybe they're not going to bring them out.
Well, I hope they do.
I don't know. I said maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm just curious how they're going to drop the points based on, you know, what the wording is. That's all. Hey, real quick, hosting tonight, I forgot to mention the one and only JJ Nunn.
Give us a call. You've been listening to the show. 702-685-8116. Tell us what you think about the point system and the actual heat race points and dropping a point and
qualifying
dropping 13 or
qualifying
points.
Too. I'm talking about anything with points.
Yeah,
and this doesn't affect just the bombers.
You,
this is all division.
Yeah, if you
all
are,
division.
Yeah, if you have a comment about LVMS's point system this year, please give us a call, 702-685-8116. We'd love to hear your opinion.
Moving on, the man that's always on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. But I still don't see it on here anymore.
You still got a chance to get top 10 points, buddy. Hey, I'm just yanking JJ's chain right now. So, oh, man.
It affects four guys.
No, trust me. It affects more than four guys in the bomber. We're talking about the bomber division right now. It affects every racer on that track at LVMS that are running for points. That's who it affects. It affects everybody.
I still don't see it.
It says it on here somewhere. I don't have time to read it here. Unless you want to go to commercial and then.
I don't know the numbers of all the other divisions. I'm looking at the numbers now of the Bombers, and
right.
I can't see where.
It look at the posted points. Then of it's pick super stocks. Then you know it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. Unless you know, going back to what their lowest finish was prior to the championship night, let's say, you don't know what their lowest drop points night's going to be. What if one guy, his lowest points night was 22 points? That's 22-point difference. You don't know that unless you look at every racer and see what they've got as their lowest points night. Anyways, let's go to break, and then we'll talk about it some more. Great discussion. Hope you're back here after the break.
I'm going to play my music.
It does say that.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we are back at onwheelsnow.com. The Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials get together and just talk about local racing, as we have been doing the last half hour-ish.
Local race points.
Hey, you know, and you know, the thing that we're bringing up is the new point system here at LVMS. You know, it's not the typical 50, 48, you know, like the old at a lot of tracks around the country. New point system for all divisions this year, you know, and some of it's understanding the way the points are set up and how they operate. And I'm curious to see how the everything falls at the end of the season, see where everybody ends up with points wise, if they're satisfied with where what they thought they ran all season, where they ended up. You know, consistency should make up for some of the point system. Obviously, if you get out there, you work your butt off and you show up to every race, and you know,
this system doesn't show that. We had this discussion.
Right, exactly. So it does.
If you start every race and you finish every race, it does not reward consistency.
Right.
Okay.
Not the same. I mean, there is some consistency rewards, but not the same as
as in the past.
Right.
It rewards you in the way of having a bad qualifying.
Right.
Or it rewards you if you have a bad heat race and you start in the back and you drive it to the top five.
Yeah.
Okay. It that's what it rewards. You know, people call it passing points. If you want to call it that, that's fine. I ain't going, Okay?
Right, right.
The further back you start, the more points you get,
you earn
yeah. driving to the front. Yes, it is passing. You've got to pass people to get to the front to get a higher percentage of points. Okay, I keep on hearing passing points.
Right.
It is, but it isn't. Okay.
Yes, it's not really passing points. It's starting and finishing positions points.
Correct.
So.
Correct. All right. Where the old system rewarded you more on consistency.
Right.
It was a 50, 48, 46.
Right. 2 point the difference 44, on down
all
the line.
All the way down
mm-hmm.
the line. On the other hand, if you missed a race, you were pretty much out of
right.
the top 10. Okay. Huge penalty. If you missed two races, you were pretty much out of the top 15.
Right.
Okay. This system with being able to drop a race, you could have a bad race. Okay. Or in what you're saying, not race a feature at all.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And still finish in the top 10.
Now, why do you think in a point system like this, you have an option of even dropping a whole race? I mean, if it's consistent or structured similar to, let's say, a regular standard, I'm going to call it a standard point system. How come when, you know, that was an option for a standard point system? Say, hey, just drop your lowest or worst race or whatever it is. Why do you think this one's structured in a way where you could say, hey, we're going to pick your worst night and just throw it out the window? You know, this isn't a point system that was just made up here locally. This is in effect somewhere in the nation, I'm sure. You know, and I don't know if anybody else has raced under this type of point system. If you have, you know, call in, let us know if you've experienced something like this.
I've never seen it before.
I've never seen it either.
You know,
for those who don't know,
if you want to look at this system and how it works, you can go on LVMS.com, click on Bullring, then click on Racers, and then click the third item down where it says Bullring Points for 2016. That will give you the schedule and the two pages of rules that go along with
right.
what we're discussing here right now.
And my thoughts are, you know, that it should be the feature points of the night that make a difference. You know, that's what I think it boils down to, in my opinion, what it means. So, but anyways.
So if there's 1 or 2 point spreads here, we're looking at the difference from, and just say there's a 2 point spread in between first place and second place. The season's over.
Right. Let's just say that.
Okay. The champion has 200 points. The second place guy has 198. Now they drop the races. The champion's got to drop 7 points, and the second place guy only has to drop 4 points, so it switches.
Right.
And the second place guy is the champion. That's your point that you're trying to make. That until all the points, the bad races are dropped.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
What position you're going to finish up in.
Correct.
As opposed to the old system.
Right.
The other question you have is, where is it written, or if it's something that needs to be addressed, is a heat race.
Qualifying or heat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Is that considered a point?
Correct.
That can be dropped.
Correct.
As opposed to
a qualifying. Yeah. Feature event.
And your strategy is that I'll drop 1 point of
but that could be a strategy.
Could be a strategy. I could drop 1 point for that heat race as opposed to losing my lowest point race of 13.
Or whatever it could have been.
Or 14
or
15.
More,
or
if 20. You had a good night. Correct.
Okay, if you had a good season.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, that would sacrifice myself dropping.
Right.
From, say, 6th in points
right.
down to out of the top 10.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, those are some things
I just wanted to think about. I just wanted to clarify that.
And another thing, you know, I think we should know going before the championship night, where after the points have been dropped and all that, where we are going into the championship night points-wise to know how we got to finish. Otherwise, we don't know. going into that championship night, you know, we're just going there blind.
So you're going blind. You're going to race the best you can anyhow.
Well, because this point system, you race strategy all year long, so why not have it up to the very last night?
Yeah, but wouldn't that fall under just, as you say, you don't know, so you just go do what you're going to do. And ain't that trying to get away from the strategy so much?
Well, no, because it's giving you bonus points for strategy.
I think I know where he's coming from.
Left field?
Left out. I'm always in a right fielder. So.
Okay, just for example, not that it's ever going to happen, at 13 races, I have 12 races. I've scored 30 points every race. So instead of losing one of those 30, I'm just going to go take a lap, take 5 points, and drop my 5 points.
Right. I mean, basically.
The last race, I am going to put myself, as opposed to running forward, I'm going to drop 5 points. Right?
Right. Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean.
Is that the strategy you're talking about?
Well, that's part, yeah. Whether it's 30 points or you know, 5 points or 1 point, yeah, that's the strategy that should be avoided, obviously, but that is.
You know, I don't want to take a chance. My lowest points race was a 13, so instead of me losing the 13,
I'm going to lose one.
I'm going to choke out and lose five.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah. Not when I got a car that could drop that 13, I make 20 points that night and move a position ahead.
Yeah, but how do I know
what the other driver is going
to
drop?
Because if you don't want to tear your car up and take a chance, then what's the easiest way to make points?
All season to fix it.
What's the easiest way to make points? and you know this as well as I do, and we've seen it throughout the season in the Bombers, and is what I'm talking about, points strategy based on where I start. Which is obviously, you know, if I want to start in bag, I'm going to gain more points. During qualifying,
a 19-point, 5-second
car happens to qualify 21. You know,
that's why the heat races to eliminate the sandbagging of the qualifying.
Well, no, exactly,
and the heat race eliminated.
And
that.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
But it brings a move to eliminate that.
But it brings up a new thing about the 1 point thing. Well, should the qualifying and then the heat be considered a option to be able to drop that 1 point instead of the feature race. So anyways, I want to get away from that.
I'll change the subject too. We had a 20-second breakout race Saturday.
Right.
Okay.
It was a great race too.
That was one clean race.
It was one of the best races. I know there's
races out there that probably sat out.
Sure.
Because they don't believe in this 20-second race. We had that breakout race on 4th of July where a couple cars got totaled out, unfortunately. Fortunately, they came back with other cars, Michael Grevy and Billy Hearn. Congratulations to them over the 7-week break that they were able to come back out.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't have the big one. Yeah. And I think there was a lot of give and take there.
There was a lot of discussion
two shows ago, about a little give and take on these races.
I agree. I think everybody ran a great race. There was nothing that was really major out there that happened. It was a good, clean breakout night.
The races drive clean. Whether you're under a 20-second rule or whether you're racing hard anyhow without a 20-second breakout race, okay, I don't see how much bearing a 20-second race has to do with wrecking. Okay, I'm sorry. That's up to the race.
Right. Well,
you're all bunched up. I mean, there's a guy out there that wanted to put a friggin' petition together to stop the 20-second races.
The only thing they
can take that petition and shove it up their ass as far as I'm concerned. I think it's good racing.
Well, it is good racing, but it does create a different environment in racing, because instead of guys getting spread out, you actually start grouping. Anytime you get 25 cars that are grouped closer together, chances are there's going to be a chance for more incidents. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. As long as everybody is out there and they're not trying to win the very first lap.
So you rather see single file, single groove,
I didn't say that.
Spread out racing all over the track.
Nope, I didn't say that.
As opposed
what
to
what I said was when they are closer together, chances of incidents happening. It doesn't matter if it's a breakout race.
But
or
it
not.
Don't matter if it's a 20-second
right,
breakout
exactly.
race or
that's
a single
I'm
race.
Saying. No, that's why I'm saying.
That's where
that's, right. But that's what I'm saying is that the 20-second breakout race in the bomber division brings all those cars closer together, and because of that, not because of it's a breakout race, but because they're all close door-to-door racing, does create a higher percentage of of an incident that could happen. Just like if you had the super late model, they don't have a breakout race. But
well,
if you
guess
got,
what?
If you, got,
then you just complimented all those bomber drivers out there in this 20-second race. No cars got wrecked.
I did compliment them.
Okay.
They did
you
a great
just
job.
Just compliment them because they did a fantastic
they
job running
did.
This race.
They absolutely did. And
okay.
one of the other best ones I've seen
okay.
was when you were racing.
I understand
you
the
know,
percentages are higher when you have side-by-side racing.
Yep.
But
just
that's
like,
what it's about,
just like,
isn't it?
Just like when you
isn't
hang
that,
out. When I, if I hang out with Gary, I have a good time. If I hang out with you, my chances of getting arrested are higher than if I hang out with Gary. That's just fact. It's the same thing with bomber racing.
No,
and a breakout.
And you know what? Unfortunately, there was some wrecked cars on the July race. But you know what? That had nothing to do
with 20 seconds.
The 20-second breakout
exactly.
race. Look
exactly.
At, look at a few races before that. What was it? Three or four wide? Three or four deep? For six or eight laps? Not a car got touched.
Correct.
So you're saying it was one guy's fault. Who is it? I want to hear you guys
say. I'm
not
saying it's nobody's fault.
I'm just joking. Hey, I'm just joking.
You know what? It's racing and you know,
put the hammers down. I'm just joking. It was I contribute this last clean bomber race.
Give me
because of maybe there's a couple guys absent.
Hey, but I will say this. I will
say, give me my car back. Make it a 21-second breakout race, and I'll show you some wrecked shit. Okay.
Oh, geez. And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but in the last three 20-second breakout races, one car has broke out. That's pretty damn good.
That is pretty good. Okay. And that just goes to show you the guys, you know, are this close to the end of the season have really stepped it up. They're learning. They're not trying to win on the very first lap. You know, I kudos to all the bomber races out there and all the divisions out there also for not tearing shit up, you know.
The only one who broke out there was Robert Schumacher at the end, the 92.
Yep. Which it's going to happen because that's what the race is for.
The double night race that we had 4 weeks ago. Okay, he took the car from practically last and finished seventh,
right?
And didn't tear it up, didn't hit anybody. This he brought the car to the lead without pushing and shoving his.
He did.
Leg.
He did a great job.
I
commend him for that. Absolutely.
Compared to where he was suspended last year for the rough driving,
and I didn't know that
you
was
know,
the guy because I, you know, I
the
I
92. Everybody, you know, they worry about him. He's young. I've been there.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that suspension did him good.
Okay. But it
probably worked. Exactly,
right.
Gary.
He
had, there you go.
He had
that was a good job. Good
he
job
had two
too.
Seventh place finishing starting back below 17th that race and went to the front, you know, fairly clean.
Right.
All right. And he was leading this race.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Took the lead
fast
going
car.
Into 18 laps.
Yep. Exactly.
And managed, unfortunately, broke out.
Right.
And then happened to spin out by overdriving it in turn
right.
two.
Kind of catch back
you know.
Up, obviously.
So you got to give credit to everybody else.
Absolutely,
you know,
I
watch
do.
Watch out for those cars out there, the 92, the 92. Well, you know.
He did a great job. I don't
he's
think
settling
he
down, has a little more patience.
I agree.
And, you know, I've cussed him out at the track, and I'll give him credit here on the radio.
I've seen some more experienced guys out there that need more cussing from you. So get out there, start cussing out the guys that are causing problems, Gary, Jay.
Remember a minute ago you said, when I hang out with you, I'm more apt to be arrested.
Hey, real quick, I don't want to lose time. The next race coming up, I mean, we'll talk about it some more, but I want to bring it up. The championship night out at LVMS coming up on the 24th. Barbecue in the pits. JC Motorsports behind, next to the, near the
fuel tank.
Good fire going right next to the fuel tank. Come on over for the barbecue. JC Motorsports does this every time they
Everyone is invited.
Everybody, not just Bombers, all divisions.
Everyone.
Especially all of the guests that's been on our show throughout the year.
Your
and
fans you have up in the stands.
Bring them out.
Bring them out.
Bring your fans. Bring your sponsors. Come out and have some good grub. Gary's probably going to be behind the barbecue as usual.
Yes, I am.
See? So you're going to get a good meal.
All you sandbaggers and point strategists, our one-point strategist race are invited also.
Trust me.
Just come see Mikey.
You have not been in the seat, so trust me, there's a lot of strategy going on. That's all the divisions.
My strategy is to get my car to go fast.
Not on a breakout night.
Right.
Yeah.
At my age, my strategy is just to come off the track alive.
Right.
Okay.
Oh man. Hey, one way or the other, whether you like the points, don't like the points, it's something that Tim's trying to out there that's different. Kudos to him and his staff out there for making change. And seeing how it lays. Sometimes change is good, sometimes change is not good. Who knows?
The change, like I said earlier, we opened the show up, give them credit, Dan calling out leaders are coming.
All the guys.
Going to heat races for these breakout races, I think was a great move,
Yeah, a lot of good things
are
going out there.
And then you just sent the show down the shits with these points. That's
No, listen. That's not because...
I'm just kidding. It
does bring up questions for everybody, I mean, you can walk around.
I bet you those listening
are there.
We're here for all races.
That's right. If you walk around the
pits
and you ask, I bet you got 50% of the guys saying one thing, 50% of the guys saying another thing.
And maybe
it's most of the older guys saying one thing and the younger guys saying, hey, I don't care. I just race as fast as I can.
And
that's what happened.
The most correct statement you made was that it's affecting every single division.
Correct.
This point system is affecting every single division. That's
absolutely
running on the track. They're going to think they're in second, third, fourth, or fifth in points, and then they're going to get a big surprise.
Say, what the hell happened?
What
right.
the hell happened?
I'm curious.
On Wheels Now Radio is here for all races.
Even if you didn't end up where you think you were going to after the championship points night, we want to hear from you then. Hey, want to hear from you
anytime. Oh,
there's going to
be some mad drivers, boy.
Now, and again, it's just something that
I'll be
not
skipping
good,
the banquet
not
this
bad.
Year.
You won't be allowed. You won't even have an option.
Them guys from On Wheels, don't let them in.
You might not be invited if you don't get the top pick.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to point to Mikey. Mikey told you what was going to happen. Go talk to him.
Well, it's something to bring up. Because maybe if there are any grayers or not, that set of rules, they change for a reason. Sometimes it's because there are things that need to be polished, that make it better. Sometimes there are safety things, rules and things like that are always changed for reasons, And same thing with this point system, it's new. Maybe things need to be tweaked a little bit to make it better. Make it, better
It's the first
in different
year
ways.
We'll find
yeah.
out.
Maybe they won't do nothing with
maybe
it.
Maybe LVMS
fine.
Has the answers to this show. Maybe they already know.
Right.
And we haven't been enlightened on it.
Right.
So maybe
they
have the answers, and we don't.
Again,
right now.
Again,
but we'll find out.
We'll find out. Great show. Want to thank everybody for joining us. You can join us here next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com with all three of us, Manny, Mo, and Jack here. So. JJ, Gary, and myself want
to
see you next week.
I need to borrow your car. For the next heat race, I need 1 point so I don't lose my 5 points.
Well, the way I figured I got 0 points because my one night that I raced and got 5 points gets dropped. Wow. So I got zero. But hey, want to see you guys next week. Yeah, exactly. Next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening.